Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to a series of films that I have chosen. My name is Jerry Coach, and by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison for refusing to testify to a federal grand jury, which is to say, refusing to snitch. So I was subpoenaed in March of 2013 to a federal grand jury nominally investigating the 2008 Times Square Military Recruitment Center bombing. I was subpoenaed once previously by a federal grand jury investigating the same subject matter in 2009. In 2009, I refused to testify and successfully avoided going to prison. Generally, if you refuse to testify, it's a one-way ticket to prison until either the grand jury expires or a successful Grumbles motion goes through. In this instance, I've been subpoenaed for a second time, which in my view is something like the anarchist unicorn. You're not supposed to see things like this. They're not supposed to exist. It's only happened, as far as I know, maybe half a dozen times in the past decade when it comes to political cases of this nature. The FBI have subpoenaed me to this grand jury not because they genuinely believe that I know something about the 2008 bombing. I do not believe that to be the case. I believe, rather, that the FBI have subpoenaed me because they know that I work with a number of people on political projects, primarily legal support, but also a number of other anarchist projects. I believe that what the FBI actually wants to come out of this situation is for me to turn over other people's names and information, which is something that I staunchly refuse to do. Therefore, I voluntarily choose to go to prison to protect my friends, comrades, and loved ones, and to maintain my own personal integrity, will, and ethics. This is a situation and a choice which is in some ways difficult, but in some ways incredibly simple. If the choice is between snitch or go away, then to be honest, it's not much of a choice at all. One is the thing that a human does, and one is a thing which someone who is incredibly weak does. If we mean even the smallest amount of the words that we say when it comes to radical politics, this is the position that we as both individuals and as a political community must hold and must maintain, even in the face of vicious state repression. Therefore, by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison, and I will be in federal prison for the absolute best of reasons, which is to say, protecting my friends and my loved ones. I'd like to once again thank all of you for coming and thank all of you for your support and solidarity. It absolutely means the world to me to know that I am not alone and that I am dealing with this with friends and loved ones who have my back. I hope you enjoy the film that you are about to see, and I hope to be able to speak with you about it either in person or via letters very soon. Thank you.
I do solemnly swear that to the best of my ability, I will support and defend the government of the Irish Republic.
Did you see our position when you came over the crest of that hill? You did not. You were looking down at your shoes. There'd be clean shoes on your corpse.
Jimmy Hall was killed because he wouldn't say his name in English. Is that what you call a martyr, Teddy, is it?
So we should all buy a one-way ticket to London, is that it, Damien?
You don't do anything stupid, Damien.
Do you realise you've been telling me that since I was 12?
God preserve Ireland if ever your kind take control.
Well, you better start getting used to the idea. I've received orders to execute the spies.
That's Chris as well.
He's a traitor. It's a war.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley is a film about the early IRA that follows two brothers through the Irish War of Independence and the beginning of the Irish Civil War. It deals with the formation of what we generally know as the precursor to what most people in the West recognize as the IRA. Most people think of the Provos. But this deals with the IRA while they were fighting off the British. And that, of course, ends with the partition of Northern Ireland and the Free State, so-called, of the Republic of Ireland. And it, like I said, it deals with some very heavy political topics, but I think that it's stuff that people need to know. It takes a vaguely leftist approach to dealing with the subject matter. But for a film that is as well-known as it is, I think that it's definitely worth seeing. I think that, the color in the film is really great. You get these large kind of scenic shots. But I think it also does a very good job of demonstrating how thoroughly not romantic a conflict such as this one is. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope that for those of you who don't know as much about the history of the IRA or the hundreds and hundreds of years of atrocities that Great Britain committed against Ireland and the Irish people, I hope that it maybe motivates you to look into it a little bit more. So anyway, that's The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
From the acclaimed director Ken Loach.
If we pursue this, every child in this country will have an equal chance.
Will you be all right, Doctor?
You.
Comes a story of defiance.
They take one out, we take one back.
Sacrifice.
We cannot stop until we've complete freedom from Britain.
And one nation's fight for independence.
The most powerful country in the world threatens war.
I tried not to get into this war, and did. And now try to get out, and can't.